This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says that he canceled a visit to Copenhagen, Denmark, because he did not appreciate how Denmark's prime minister rejected his idea of buying Greenland. We get more from Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way, at least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I had been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a move almost certain to trigger a new court fight, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that puts limits on how long immigrant children can be kept in federal detention. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says removing the 20-day limit on family detention would close a loophole that he says encourages people to cross the border illegally.
The new rule will protect children by reducing incentives for adults, including human smugglers, to exploit minors in the dangerous journey to our border, using them to beat the system and be released into the United States.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the administration has
provided no evidence that detaining children indefinitely will change the calculations that people who are fleeing for their lives are making.
And she warns that prolonged detention can traumatize children. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.